to a wagon. What do you call the bar of wood that the traces are hitched to? The thing that he pulls on.
Hame? No, that's
Hame, is that something about the thing up around the neck? What about single tree?
Yeah, single tree, yeah.
And if there were two of them, do you remember what they called?
Double single tree.
Okay. Double tree or
Double single
double
tree is what they
Have you ever heard it called an evener or a spreader? Mm-hmm. Doubler? All right. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you might say he was doing what? He was taking it from the woods to the house. You say, well, today he's
hauling wood.
And if there's a log across the road, someone might tie a rope to it and
drag it.
And he might say, well, yesterday I
drug it.
And that old tree, the limbs keep falling off of it. Year after year, we have
cut it down.
I'm talking about moving the limbs again.
We have drugged.
And to break the ground in the spring, you use
plow.
And you remember anything about different kinds of plows?
Scooter plow.
What was a scooter plow? Or you just remember the name?
That's kind of scooted it up, but the turning plow. Now these are the ones that you think of when they use mules, is what I'm trying to think of. And of course then they had the cultivator that they, the mule pull that would cultivate your crops. And then of course you had your planter, you had your guano distributor.
What?
Guano distributor.
Oh, the thing spread manure?
No, it was a
fertilizer.
It was kind of a little box thing that you put your fertilizer in, and it would go along and make a little click, 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 click sound and spit out that fertilizer and that fur right where you
want
it. Right,
and the guano is the
fertilizer.
Okay, and
now, of course, this is back in the mule days.
Right. And another thing that mules pulled after you plowed to break the ground up even finer, they might have used
drag harrow.
Do you remember any other kinds of harrows?
We used to have to use a weeder, which would, right after the crop came up, you would run the weeder across that and knock up a little bitty fine grass before it was large enough to plow.
Okay. And
plow stock is another thing you used.
What?
Plow stock.
What was that one?
That was just a regular plow that you used, but they called it a plow stock, and I don't know.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you know a name for an X-shaped frame? They used to have something like this, and it'd be two X's on each end, and sport between them. They'd lay logs across it to saw them on. Do you remember a name for that?
I know what you're talking about, but
you didn't call it.
Yes, they called it, but I can't think. They didn't call it the horse.
Was the horse the one that was just kind of V-shaped?
It was a V-shape and had the two V's that went across like this, and you would work, and you'd say the workhorses,
right,
you know, that you.
Right,
but that's not what you're talking about, but I can't think right now what it
is. You remember the word sawbuck?
No. Don't think so.
Okay. If you straighten your hair, you use a comb and a
brush.
And when they used to have a straight razor to sharpen it, they used a leather
strap.
And what do you put in a revolver?
Shells.
Okay, now I think they used shells in like shotguns. And if it were a smaller gun that had the whole thing molded in together, they called them
cartridges.
Okay. And a plank laid across a trestle for children to play on.
Seesaw.
And what about one that's a board or a plank like that that's fastened to something on both ends and the children stand in the middle and jump on it or bounce on it?
Springboard.
Okay. What about one that's fastened in the middle and will go in a circle?
Merry-go-round.
Did,